Let's head over to the livestock side of this cattle market. A typical Friday waiting on the cash, but it seems like this week futures have been saying, well, we're waiting to see what the cash does.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, and I think cash will be firmer. Since we've formed a bottom here, this market has headed higher, and one thing I was noticing doing some of my numbers yesterday was the fact that our weights are only 3 pounds above what they were a year ago as far as cattle weights go, slaughter weights. And I wouldn't be surprised if we start trending below a year ago, which will mean we're getting even tighter on the supply of beef. So I think you can see some higher numbers on cattle yet. We went through our little time where we set back, but now I think it's going to be more about numbers and total production on the market.
Are we going to see some possible 126, 127 maybe on these cattle today?
I wouldn't be surprised that that we're, a dollar better than a week ago. I'm kind of expecting that actually at this point.
What about for the hogs? I know we continue to hear a lot about the PEDV, and then add to it some the weights and the concerns there.
Yeah, that market can change a lot too with the hog and pig report this afternoon. But in general, it's impressive how the cash and cutouts are still remaining high. And actually, the spread between cutouts and cash right now is very high. The packer margin would be very good. And the futures are still, quote, at a discount. But the one thing I would probably focus on as talking to producers is just the flat-out margin is very, very good. Margin that we haven't seen in a very long time. Some of the months are actually record margin. Even though we can still work higher, there's some good profits to be made. And from a business standpoint, it's still a good time to start locking in some profits.
Are we going to see some decent pickup? I mean, if the weather holds out, that we'll see some demand continue to move across that meat counter?
It's the interesting thing is poultry prices have gone up a lot, and they dropped a little bit this week. But pork is still relatively cheap from a meat standpoint. Now, if you start to see poultry start coming down, then it'll hurt some of our demand for pork. But in general, it's still been good. And if you look at the weather here, we're above average this time of year. And I think you're starting to see some more domestic demand coming in. I know some of the weather that we had in the spring and early summer wasn't as good, but we're putting together a pretty nice fall to where people are still out and grilling and those type of factors. So I think those are important factors to see.